Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California has an affordable housing crisis. Not only has it become more expensive to build a home, but also to buy and rent. And for those who are middle to low income, it can be almost impossible and at its most extreme, exacerbating an already crisis level of homelessness in our communities. For some context, a report published last year by the nonprofit California Housing Partnership, here in Sacramento County alone, there is a shortage of nearly 60,000 affordable homes for its lowest income residents. And California as a whole needs to build 2.5 million homes by 2030 to keep up with demand. But the state says some cities are flouting affordable housing laws, and that is coming with legal consequences. Last week, the Newsom administration sued Elk Grove, accusing the city of discriminating against low-income families. And this follows a similar lawsuit against Huntington Beach in Southern California. All of this raises questions about how far the state will or can go. Joining us is San Francisco Chronicle legal affairs reporter Robert Igelko to help us better understand what is a complex legal issue. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So let's start off with some context and go back several years to 2017. That's when California passed a law that was authored by Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco. Can you explain what this law requires cities to do in terms of approving low-income housing?
Yeah, this law is SB 35 by Senator Wiener, took effect in 2018, and it basically shortens the timetable for approving housing construction, housing units, in which at least half of them are affordable to lower-income households. And it has to be in a residential area, so we're not talking about building it on the edge of the woods. And the speed up is in places, which is a large number of cities, that have not met the state standards for affordable housing. And under SB 35, the approval is speeded up. Developers can get these things done in 90 or 180 days, depending on the size of the project. Under the current rule, there also has to be a percentage of the workforce that's unionized, basically. And it has to be consistent with local zoning. I'll get back to that in a moment. Senator, the law is scheduled to expire in 2025. Senator Wiener has introduced a bill to renew it, make it permanent, but he is also proposing to repeal the requirement for the unionized workforce, which has brought him some organized labor opposition right now. It's uncertain where that's going. But basically, this is a speed up approval law. It's called ministerial. One of the things it eliminates is the need to conduct an environmental impact study, EIR, environmental impact review of these projects, which is often used by folks who oppose it to basically block construction. But that's the law that the state invoked in the suit against Elk Grove. I can get into that right now if you want to.
So essentially, when it comes to this law, 6 years ago when it was passed, it was signed into law. Essentially, it's to expedite, to quickly approve low-income housing, right? Because we have a shortage of over 2 million units in the state. We're now 6 years into this. Has this law been successful?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been used to speed up approval. I'm reading a report a year or so old, at least 18,000 units, which is, nowhere near enough. In California, also from what I'm reading, has the highest, just about the highest housing costs in the state, and it ranks 49th among the 50 states for housing units per capita. Yeah, it's speeded up, but yes, we are still in bad shape in terms of affordability, and the state is trying to enforce that through this law. a city that the state also sued, Huntington Beach, a few years ago, tried to challenge the law in court and said that it interfered with local authority over over zoning laws and basically their land use. A judge ruled against them and upheld the law, and the city did not appeal. So the law is still in effect. And I'll get into in a minute, I think, where the state versus local conflict lies. But yeah, the law is working, but the problem is a lot bigger.
Yeah, I mean, and that really is at the crux of this issue. So when you're talking about, I think you said 16,000 units, I mean, it's really just a drop in the bucket. So progress has been slow.
Yep.
And now there's this recent development in just the last month or so, right? The state is now cracking down on what it calls bad actors. Cities, Huntington Beach is included. Just recently, we have the city of Elk Grove, and the state attorney general, Rob Bonta, is arguing that they are flouting, they are disregarding affordable housing laws. Let's just start with the Sacramento County neighborhood first, the city of Elk Grove. What stands out to you about the arguments that are being made in this lawsuit?
Well, Elk Grove says we are not, denying this because of its affordable housing. We are denying it because it violates our zoning rules. And our zoning rules say that in this area of town, you may not have residential construction on the ground floor. You've got to have retail or restaurants or whatever. And that's, that's certainly local authority. And in fact, the SB 35 says, the new housing must comply with the zoning rules. A concession, obviously, to local authority over land use. But the state counters, you, Elk Grove, approved a market rate housing project in the same area that that has residential construction on the ground floor. So you're not really serious about enforcing the local zoning. Just when it comes to affordable housing, obviously, that's going to be decided by a judge. The city denies it, but it certainly comes back to the question of state versus local authority over these matters. And the exception for zoning is, as I said, kind of a concession, or at least a recognition by the state, that we can regulate issues of statewide interest, and you, the locals, can regulate issues of local concern, like who uses what part of your land and whether you can zone and things like that. And the state says, you're not really applying the zoning here. You're just discriminating against affordable housing, low cost housing, and the people who live there. And we know who they are. I mean, they're poor, they're non-white, and the state says we, in enforcing our law, need to ensure that local governments, regardless of their politics and regardless of their ethnicity, treat poor people, non-white people, equally, particularly when they need it. And I'd like to get into, where the courts have gone on that state versus local thing, because they have issued a number of rulings over the years that have reflected their approach to where can the state rule on issues of statewide concern versus what authority do the local governments have to,
and we'll get to that.
We'll
get to that legal precedent in just a moment, because that's an important piece of this. Given that this is the second lawsuit of its kind in like a month, right? Because the state sued the city of Elk Grove, they also sued Huntington Beach, and as you mentioned, there's already been some legal issues between the city of Huntington Beach and the state, and the court ruled in the state's favor. I interviewed Attorney General Rob Bonta following the Huntington Beach lawsuit. I want you to listen to part of what his argument is, and then we can unpack it on the back end.
When you have a statewide crisis like our housing unaffordability crisis, we need everyone to participate in a solution. No one, no city, no jurisdiction needs to do everything. But every city and every jurisdiction needs to do something. They need to contribute to the solution. And the way to determine what your obligation and duty is simple. Just follow the law of the state of California. Don't flout it. Don't ignore it. Don't willfully or blatantly or brazenly or egregiously violate it. That's what Huntington Beach has done.
And that has now been extended to the city of Elk Grove. You know, I use that excerpt of their conversation because, you know, the state's argument, it comes across as kind of a blanket argument that you need to follow the state's law. But when it comes to cities like Huntington Beach and Elk Grove, what leeway legally do local governments have on this issue?
Well, it depends on whether the issue is, as the courts have put it, a matter of statewide concern, which the state can regulate, or the needs of local government to meet the special needs of their residents. And that line sometimes is clear and sometimes not so clear. I just want to mention a couple of examples, if you have a moment.
Yeah, please.
Back in 1969, the California Supreme Court allowed the city of San Francisco to require registration of all guns owned in the city where the state was not requiring it. The court decided that that's something that met a specific local need. Likewise, in 1986, the city of Berkeley was trying to ban electroshock therapy as mental health treatment. State did not ban it, and a court of appeals said, Berkeley, no, you can't do that because the state decided that electroshock therapy, however controversial, is a health need, and you're prohibiting that. On the other hand, when the city of Los Angeles, way back in the 60s, banned sex between unmarried people. They simply passed an ordinance that said you can't do that. The state Supreme Court said no. That violates, that's preempted by state laws, and that's an issue of statewide concern. The question becomes, is our housing needs a sufficient issue of statewide concern that override local authority to regulate their land use? And I don't know. I mean, one law professor I consulted said it seems pretty likely that given the situation in California, housing shortages are a matter of statewide concern. And as long as the state complies with things like zoning, it seems likely that it can enforce a law requiring local governments to do things that they might not otherwise do.
Hmm. Well, Bob, thank you so much. I can see why your job as a legal affairs reporter is always interesting.
You bet. You learn something. I mean, I've been doing this for 50 plus years, and you learn something every day. And I just want to listen to people who know way more than I do and pass what they say on to the readers.
Hey, I'm in the same boat, except you are the smarter person in this respect. Robert Egelko is a San Francisco Chronicle legal affairs reporter. Up next, the Central Valley Hospital's closure is reverberating across the state. More hospitals are signaling that they are struggling financially. We'll learn how state lawmakers are stepping in to provide some financial relief. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.